A Place to Play by Cynthia Chin Lee, illustrated by Marianne Coca Leffler. Genre: realistic fiction tells about made-up events that could happen in real life. In this story, you will read about a community that builds a new place to play. Question of the week: how do places change? "This will be a fun day," Benny said to Molly. "Nai Nai can take us to see where Mom and Dad are working." "I spy Dad and Mom," said Benny. "What are you doing?" "We are planting things. This sunny spot is good for growing plants," said Dad. "It is muddy in that spot," said Benny. "Let us go inside," said Nai Nai. "Here is a place for meetings," said Mom. "Look, Benny, there is Ms. Torres." "Hi, Benny," said Ms. Torres. "I grew up in this neighborhood, so I want to help." "This is a place for art," said Mom. "Look at the wall with nothing on it. Now look at the wall next to it." "That wall looks like my neighborhood," said Benny. "I see people working and playing under a blue sky." "Do you like it?" asked Mr. Gray. Benny said, "Yes, I hope it stays there always." "This will become a place to watch plays," said Dad. "Look, there is Mr. Jackson," said Mom. "He lives by us too." People from the neighborhood came together to work on everything in this place, Mom said. Benny saw a boy who seemed a little shy. "Do you like to play ball?" Benny asked. "Go check out this next one," said Dad. "I will slide down," Benny said. Mom and Molly went up in the tower. "They are lucky," said Nai Nai. "I wish I had a place like this when I was a kid." "See the sunset?" Mom asked. Dad said, "It is time to go home." "I like this place," said Benny. "It is a good place for all of us."